Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
It's crazy how you and I were both talking about how we were tired this morning when we first came in, but yet we came just screaming out of the gate. Maybe that's what happens when you get a little tired.
It is.
I'm telling you, I thought I would be prepared for fatherhood. Listen, I've got a daughter, but the circumstances were different with her because I didn't live with her full time.
Right.
With Cash, here we are, and I thought I'd be prepared for it because of the lack of sleep our job brings. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be used to it because I already only sleep a few hours a night. That's not true. I was not expecting this little of sleep. He's teething right now.
Ooh, worst part.
And it's hell. He wakes up in the middle of the night and you think he's having like a night terror.
Yeah.
Like just screaming in pain and you want to help him and you feel miserable about it.
And the worst part.
And then
part
even
is,
when he gets to sleep eventually,
yeah,
you stay up because you feel so bad for the kid.
And you got alone time actually. You actually have alone time where you...
Well, the thing is, that's another thing, too. I should go to bed when he actually falls asleep. So we put Cash to bed at 6 p.m. Kids, this is what happens when you get older, by the way. We put Cash to bed at 6 p.m. I should go to bed then. Like, I should go to bed when he goes to bed. I just... Because I know I got to be up early. But you don't. You stay up a couple of hours because that's your you time. That's when you get to enjoy maybe watching the shows that you
PVR'd or whatever.
You're not walking around with a baby now. Yeah. You've got a couple hours to sit there with your wife and converse and not talk about the baby for a couple hours.
Well, it's worse for her because you get to go to work. She has to sit there all day.
I know.
First thing you hear, like I used to hear, is like, you've had adult contact today. Yeah, so then when you put the baby to bed, you converse with the wife.
So. How do you get by? How do you get through that tired day? Other than coffee, that's the easy answer. How do you get... Everybody's had it. That night when you're like, I didn't sleep at all. And now I got to get through an entire day. How do you do it? What's your tactic? Is there something you do? Or is it just a mentality thing? 936 Wolf, I want to hear it from you because I need your help.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm running a little low on sleep lately because of Cash. You know, he's keeping us up. He's teething and stuff like that. Whenever we bring stuff up like this, it always goes in this direction. So here are the texts we're getting. I have two kids. We just pretty much sucked it up and dealt with it. Then people are giving me advice on how to deal with teething. And then another person says, hey, boys, as a husband and father of three with kids at all sorts of activities, and I work two jobs, I just do what I have to do. By the end of each week, I'm tired, but I just keep going because in the end, it's all for my kids. So that's the thing that keeps me awake, their happiness. Have a good one. John says that. Well, thanks for the text, John.
Yeah.
But this is not, I'm not asking parenting advice. Yeah. And that's what the thing. As soon as you bring up kids on the air, everybody goes, well, I'm going to bring up parenting advice.
No, I'm burning the candle at both ends, too. I don't have a teething child, but I'm doing two jobs right now. And what I'll do, now that the weather's kind of changed, I'll force myself. Yesterday, I wanted to have a nap, but I know I have the luxury of doing that. Because a nap sometimes in the middle of the day screws you up, especially in our job. So I just forced myself to go outside. I put my headphones in, and I went for a 20-minute walk. It's nice enough outside you can do that. Or I'll just drop in the middle of the floor one time and do like 30 push-ups just to kind of shock yourself back. Wake up. Keep going.
I always used to love it when I was a smoker because that kept me awake.
Did it?
Smoking did. And I don't advise you pick that up. But I'm just saying, especially when I was driving places, if I was feeling a little tired, you'd light up a dart or you'd chew spits.
Yeah.
Right? Or you crank the music.
Yeah.
I find that I can't, a lot of the time when I'm driving, I can't listen to music if I'm tired because it's repetitive and it kind of puts me in a rhythm sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I have to listen to talk.
That keeps you awake?
Talk does, because it's conversation, and it gets my mind going a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like, and especially with my wife, because she just falls asleep as soon as we hit the road all the time. Yeah. Worst co-pilot ever. She just sleeps.
I know. That is a bad
thing. And I get mad because I'm just like, you're supposed to stay awake because your job is to keep me entertained a little bit, right?
So that, I always, you know, I'm famous for that too. If I'm falling asleep at the wheel and somebody says they'll take over for me, then I sit in the passenger seat and I'm awake like
I
can't sleep.
Wide awake.
Cannot sleep.
I know. I'm the same way.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's funny. It's 104.9 The Wolf. It's funny how anytime we bring up like GoldenEye on the air, we always get massive texts on it. Yeah. It's a beloved game on N64. GoldenEye was the best. And I'm talking with Dayton a little bit here on our text line at 936-WOLF, and we're talking about our favorite parts about it. And he just sends me a screen capture of somebody with a PP7, like the little silencer gun, pointing it at the bathroom stall I was talking about. I was like, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to do it. You got to get out the proximity mines if you really want to do some damage. Anyway, if you don't know what GoldenEye is, come on. And it still holds up. It's still one of the best video games out there. Maybe that'll get me excited. That'll wake me up, maybe, playing some GoldenEye in the morning every day.
Yeah, we're asking you how you can wake us up, because he's got a son that is teething, and I'm kind of burning the candle at both ends. What they say here, anonymous. Oh, no, Brian sends this in. He says, 936-WOLF, you need to give Ballsy a cattle prod, and he can zap you every couple of minutes, or one of those dog shock collars.
Well, I've got one.
You should bring it in. I'd do that for you.
Yeah, right. And I trust you.
Just... this is from Corey in Regina. Excitement keeps me awake. Anything really to get the old heart racing, whether it's a good movie or doing an exciting activity like sex. But sex got you into the problem that you're facing now.
And that's all well and good. It's not a problem. That's all well and good. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to get up and...
You should do some push-ups, like I said. Get over there and give me 20.
Yeah, I'll give you 20. If I can give you 2, I'll be pretty pumped.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We are celebrating.
What are we celebrating?
It is our fifth year.
Oh, wow.
Fifth anniversary of Chad and Ballsy's Beer Club at Birmingham's Vodka Ale House. That is coming up next Thursday. So mark it down on your calendar. Bring your party hats and
bring
such.
Wood too.
What?
Bring your wood, because wood is the gift for fifth anniversary. It is.
True.
You're supposed to bring your wood.
Small City Blues will be performing.
Wow.
They'll be doing an acoustic show for everybody down there. They're last year's winners of Queen City Rocks, so that'll be fun to have them at Birmingham's Vodka Ale House. Again, you know, special treats. There might be a little bit of cake. There might be some limited edition mugs.
Oh, yeah. So, lots of special prizing. And and we're trying to get Chad McDonald to open for Small City Blues.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can play guitar for a
change. We'll go up there and sing a little ditty. Yeah. I won't. That's not
Sweet
happening.
Caroline. You should. You should.
Listen.
You should.
You know me. I need free range when I do Sweet Caroline. I can't be hamstrung holding some guitar.
No.
So I need to be...
drunk, too.
Yes, well, that too.
That
can't
happen.
I can't drink right now.
So I'll sing it.
No, you can't sing Sweet
Why
Caroline.
Can I?
Chad and Ballsy's Beer Club, the fifth anniversary coming up next Thursday
at
Birmingham's Vodka Ale House. What?
Don't bring those.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I've been staring at my bike in my closet in my condo for the last like 5 months.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I can't wait. I'm doing this as soon as it all thaws out and dries out, because I think it's still a little wet probably in some areas.
Right.
There's what the city's done. They've got these bike paths from one end of the city, like by the airport, all the way to the other end of the city. And I want to try that. I've only done it partially once in my life, and I stopped halfway through.
Not from by the airport, by our place. From the northwest.
Okay, so there. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it goes all the way from the northwest.
So anyway, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go all the way from the northwest to the southeast. I'm going to do
that.
And
who's
going to
pick you up on the other end?
I'll drive back.
You're going to bike all the way back?
I'm going to pack lunch and do all that stuff and just go like on a Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, that's my goal for the spring.
Do you bike with a helmet and everything?
No, I don't do a helmet.
I do.
Stupid with a helmet on.
I wear a helmet.
No, I have a helmet on. I do have a helmet. I'm joking.
I don't trust the other drivers.
No, that's right. I've got a helmet.
I bike down 13th on the way home when I bike to work.
No, you should honestly, you should always wear a helmet.
Yeah, so that's your bucket list item.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Not bucket list, sorry. But that's your item.
That's my spring to-do list. Spring, summer to-do list.
I'll do that item, and then I die in the fall. Bucket list item. We're asking you guys, what do you plan on doing? When the weather's nice, you got to take advantage of it here in Saskatchewan. You don't have all year to do that outside stuff. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's a project around the house. That seems to be the common thread here. A lot of people doing projects. Brianne Carman says, open the windows so the house gets actual fresh air. Just do that.
That is good, actually.
Greg Solvison, 2 acres of yard work and a fence to erect. I got to build our fence. That's my project this summer.
I could help you.
Yeah, you could. I'm not going to let you, but that's fine.
Why couldn't you? Why wouldn't you like me to help you?
Dude, really? Are you? You're inept when it comes to that stuff, aren't you? Like, I'm inept. I could only imagine how inept you are. I just like saying inept. Travis Alton says outdoor sex without worrying about freezing my butt off.
Outdoor sex?
Yeah, yeah.
That should be a bucket list thing for me, too. I've never done that.
That should be on everybody's list.
At the
list.
End of the path, of the bike
wow.
path.
Well, you are crazy. No outdoor sex, and you plan on biking across the city? What next? Drug? Oh, you're like Tommy Lee.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's Chad and Ballsy. We're asking you, what's the one thing you have planned this summer, the one must-do for spring and summer? We don't get a lot of great weather here, so you got to take advantage of it. Lots of answers coming in on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Brandon Gray says, beer darts. Just as simple as beer darts.
Yeah, you know what? I've never played beer darts.
Well, don't wear flip-flops. I'll just say that.
Beer pong's good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Matthew Langell King says, go camping and drink beer. There seems to be a common thread here. Brian Pretorian, refurbish my deck. That's a good one. You got to have a good deck in this province, you know? Like I said, because you don't have a lot of time outside, you really want to take advantage of it.
Speaking of decks, just a nice rum with a good barbecue.
A nice rum and a barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. Colton says, once all the snow melts, I plan on cruising my 69 Chevy van around.
Chevy van?
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
That does.
but I'm sure it's a very nice van.
Stay away from just, soccer fields.
Just sounds weird.
69 Chevy van. What the hell is that?
Brian Rudd says this. Each year, my wife and I plant new lilies in our yard. It's a great way to meet new neighbors and catch up with the neighbors we already know. That's true. Just being out in the yard and talking. I got to redo our fence, so I have to talk to our neighbor there a little bit about working that out. So I don't really talk a lot with my neighbors, so that's one thing I should do this summer. I should invite everybody over for a barbecue, hopefully. There's a 69 Chevy van.
Yeah, you can't see it on the radio, but yeah. Google 69 Chevy van.
Let me just put it this way. No window.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Watching Ballsy put on lip chap is the creepiest thing I've ever seen. By the when you put that stuff on, can you not look me in the eye there?
Hey, that's a you problem. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Free world, man. I'll put some more on here. It's still dry. Oh, yeah. Oh. It is. I burned my lip in Mexico, and it's never gotten better. Yeah. Honestly, that's almost a month ago. That is a month ago. That's ridiculous. I've tried every type of lip chap. Now I've got this lip health. It's nice and white and really
There's something very feminine about watching a guy put
Well, you got to do what you got to do, man. You know another.
You put a lot on.
You know
too.
Another.
Like it is really
I know,
thick on there.
I know. You know another predominantly feminine thing I like to do, especially this time of year, spring.
Tell me more about it while I play this music.
I like to get pedicures.
Do you?
There's nothing like having a nice cup of tea and the ladies working on your feet, just grinding off the scaly stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's nothing like it. Clipping your toenails.
Old Buffalo Ballsy.
Unreal. I can't wait. That's one of my favorite things of spring.
Yeah?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll be there soon.
Like to just, you know. Get some.
Come and think.
And Ballsy is also an advocate of it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
I think that's what I'm going to do. Thanks for this, Chad. Mm-hmm. This music got me in the whole spring thing. I'm going to take my daughter. And we're going to go for pedicures, me and my daughter.
That's good.
A good bonding time, me and my daughter, Mara.
Yes,
that's what we're going to do.
Right.
What?
No, it's fine.
You should try. You know what we should do? You bring Layla, and I'll bring Mara, and let's the four of us go.
Yeah. Watching the way you put lipstick on, I'm pretty sure I'm not bringing a family member near you for quite some time.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's Chad and Ballsy, and the states are talking about lowering the voting age to 16. Honestly, think back to what you were doing when you were 16 years old. Now, I know for me, I wasn't watching CNN or CPAC or anything like that or CBC. You know what I was watching? Jackass.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Dunn didn't really teach me a lot about voting. Didn't, yeah. You know, Johnny Knoxville, not too much political insight there. So, Chad McDonald at 16, not ready to vote.
I wasn't ready to vote either at 16. I wasn't. I think, what did I do when I was 16? I think I got... It was one of the few times I got drunk in high school and I threw my new spring jacket into a bonfire.
Sounds like somebody who should vote.
Hey, good morning. This is Bob Babichek.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The greatest of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but seriously, I wanted to chime in on the 16-year-old voting thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's not that I'm opposed or I'm for it. I definitely would be open for discussion, and I got a couple of reasons as to why. I've been heavily involved in politics for many years. I was a candidate, and the stuff that really hurt me the most, like if I went up to Ballsy's door and he was like, "Oh, get out of here, you socialist bugger," or whatever,
yeah,
that didn't really bother me. I knew where he stood, but it was the you know, 25-year-old single moms or the other people, it could be a senior, who say, "I don't vote. I've never voted, and I don't vote."
Right.
Those are the ones that just blew my mind. I couldn't understand why. So if there's a 16-year-old who is going to make an educated decision, and it only takes like 15 minutes to go and Google each party and take a look at things, let alone watching the news or something daily during an election to actually make an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many adults, there's so many millennials, there's so many seniors that don't even take that effort. So why do we allow them to vote and we're looking at why a 16-year-old can't vote?
It's valid. So,
I think if we put some effort into it, put some education into it, have at her, let them vote.
Do you think 16-year-olds today are more mature than when we were 16? Because I know when I was 16, I wasn't as informed. I was doing other things.
Not at all. I do not believe so at all. But I also don't believe, given a line like, well, that's who my parents vote for, is an educated opinion either or a responsible thing to do.
Well,
we hear it way too often. So,
yeah.
Like I say, I'm not for, I'm not against, but I'm definitely open for discussion on it. And I'd like, we got something like a 47% average vote rate in Canada, whether it's provincial or federal, and it goes way down municipally. So, yeah. I mean, we got to do something to get people involved. And I just like having the discussion about it. So thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, why do you think I'd turn you away as a socialist bugger? If you were a leftist, you wouldn't even get up on my driveway.
Oh, I wouldn't make a big grin, Ballsy. We'd have a great discussion.
Have a good day, man. Right.
You too, boys. Have a great day.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Voting at 16 in the States, they're talking about changing their voting age, mm-hmm. dropping it down to 16. And we're asking you, is this something they should do? Maybe they should think about doing it here in Canada. And an anonymous text, but a good one nonetheless, at 936 Wolf says, "Morning, guys. Just tuned in and heard about the voting age thing. I think kids today are a little more involved just because of technology, right? It was never really in your face like everything is now in the Trump era. Put some real classes in school to educate kids and let them vote." Now, this is a great point made here. If you can work and pay taxes at 16, then you should have a say with what happens to that money. I agree. That is a great point. As soon as you have to pay taxes, if you get a job, you should get a vote.
On the topic of 16-year-old voting, Dan Texan, I don't even like the fact that that's the driving age. I think it should be 21 when your brain is slightly more developed.
You know what this is?
So,
anytime anybody ever says that, I always say, okay, put yourself in the shoes of a 16-year-old or 17-year-old now. You've already got your license. You've already moved on with your life. So you've already had the experience of getting those things at a younger age. It's, you know what I mean? It's kind of like leaving them in the dust and I was fine, but these kids won't be. It's like, what makes they're no different than you were.
I don't care about the driving part, but at 16, I don't know that we should be letting them. They don't know the ways of the world yet. I have two really good kids at home, but I have a tough enough time getting them to clean up after themselves and make the bed that I don't want them being in charge of how my country should go.
There are 30-year-olds that have trouble cleaning up after themselves and making the bed.
I agree.
It's not a 16-year-old thing.
I get it.
It's
I get
it. It's a mentality.
But I just think there's a lot of immaturity still at that age. And the guy is right. Your brain isn't fully developed to make decisions.
Because I've seen social media and so many people handle politics with the utmost maturity.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Great text, too. This one coming in from Arnold at the airport. He says, Chad, this is why you and I cheer for Vegas and the old man is stuck in his Oilers rut. We figured it out. Let 16-year-old people vote so they start to be more responsible. Another one. I'm going to chime in on this one now. If we're going to let our 16-year-olds vote, then in cases where they are charged with an offense, they should be charged as an adult. I actually agree with that one. Roy saying, boys, could you imagine the cringe factor of political campaigning aimed at teenagers? I'm picturing a Kretchen Mulrooney rap battle in high school somewhere, or Harper trying to do Fortnite dances. That's going to be a hard no for me.
Well, I stumbled on a website where Americans are weighing in whether they should be able to vote or not, and what they were doing when they were 16. Dallas says, when I was 16, I put a can of chicken noodle soup in the oven and left it there for a few hours, so when I blew off class, I could come home and eat it, but when I opened the can, it exploded in my face. Oh, I went blind for 10 minutes. Logan says, this is United States people. Yeah. I was 16. My friends and I bought a live lobster, put it on a leash, and walked it around the neighborhood at 2 in the morning. Kristen says, when I was 16, I sucked a drinking glass to my face for 10 minutes and gave my lower face a giant hickey that lasted 3 weeks.
I laugh because I've done that.
Denise says, when I was 16, a bunch of friends broke into an abandoned house that was falling apart to go ghost hunting.
Right.
And this one is good. Jeff says, at 16, me and my friends put one of our buddies in a hot tub with his permission, tied him up, and shot him with a BB gun while he was drenched in hot water.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.